One of my mentors, who was a great psychiatrist named Frederick Perls, most people called him Fritz Perls, he died around 1970, but he left a great legacy of a number of books on Gestalt therapy and a whole lot of students who learned from him. And one of the things that he would often say is, fear is excitement without the breath. Think about that for a moment. Fear is excitement without the breath. What he meant by that is the very same mechanisms in our body that are excitement, the very same nerves and sensation places in our body that let us know we're excited, are also the same places that register fear when we forget to breathe. And that's a key point, because one of the things that nature has installed in us, and it's a good thing ultimately, is something called the fight or flight response. When you get scared, oftentimes what happens is that you draw a sharp in-breath, and you hold that breath. You've probably done it many, many times. I know I did it for the first time oftentimes when I was a kid, when I would get scared about something. I would draw that sharp intake of breath in. It's just one of the things we come wired with in nature. Well, in us humans, one of the things that happens that makes us a little bit different from a lot of other animals is that when an animal gets scared, it might get scared for a moment, but then when the source of the fear goes away, the animal returns to normal again, starts breathing again, and everything is fine. They move on, they forget about it. Human beings, with our larger brains and our bigger mental capacities and our ability to conceptualize and visualize things, that has a great power to help us in life, but it also has a way it turns against us, in a sense, because we use that bigger mental power oftentimes to keep ourselves inoculated with fear over and over again by thinking about things that have scared us in the past and dwelling on old memories and things like that. So one of the things that's very important in learning how to attract genuine love is to discover in yourself how to turn any of your old fears and anxieties into excitement and openness to love. So here's how to do that. It's a very simple process, but it's also very important. I want you to let your attention, your non-judgmental attention, rest for a moment on the zone of your body that does register fear and anxiety. Now, at this moment, you might not be feeling either one of those things, but I'd like you to tune in to that area so that you can recognize those sensations when they're there and how to shift them using the simple natural resources of your breathing. Tune into your belly and stomach area and find out if you're feeling any of the sensations of fear or anxiety. Those sensations are slightly racy, queasy feelings in the stomach and belly, butterflies, some people call them, a sense of being unsettled and uncentered in the middle of your body. Notice, are you feeling any of that? Or are you feeling more of the open, spacious, flowing, at ease feeling that lets you know that you're not registering fear in your body at this moment? Of course, you might be feeling other sensations in there that are not related to fear or anything else. You might be feeling hungry, for example, which is more of a sharp, pangy, gnawing sensation rather than the butterfly, racy, queasy sensations of fear. So tune in and find out first if you are indeed at this moment feeling any sense of anxiety or fear. If you are, that's okay. You can work with it right now with me. And if you're not, I want you to learn how to work with it when it's there. The important thing to do when you notice those sensations of fear and anxiety in your belly, is first of all to open up to finding out what you might be afraid of. So opening your non-judgmental awareness means also being willing to understand what you actually might be afraid of. It might be something in the here and now, like, for example, if a gorilla burst into the room, I think we'd all have every right to feel those feelings of fear and anxiety in our belly. Even though we might be able to befriend the gorilla, we don't know that. And fear is often an emotion that comes up when we don't have a solution to a particular problem at hand. So when your body doesn't have a solution for something that it feels like it's an important thing to solve, often those feelings of fear and anxiety will spring up. Now, here's where the wisdom of Dr. Pearls comes into play. Recognize, notice those sensations, and do your best to be willing to know what you're actually afraid of, but then use the natural resources of your breathing to transform that fear into excitement. And from practical experience with 20,000 people, I can tell you that it usually takes 3 easy breaths to make that transformation begin. Sometimes people can do it with a breath or two, but I found that 3 easy breaths begins to transform the sensations of fear into the sensations of excitement. So when you feel those sensations in your belly, Dr. Pearls recommends that we take 3 slow, easy breaths at a pace of approximately 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out. I'll show you just how to do it right now. You can listen to the pace of my breath, and I'll do 3 slow breaths at about 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out. Here's what it sounds like. Now, I made the sound of my breathing a little louder and got a little closer to the microphone so that you could hear it. You don't need to make those big, noisy breaths when you're breathing just in regular life. The timing of it is the only important thing. It needs to be slowed down to about 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out in order to produce the result that I'm talking about of transforming the fear sensations into excitement. You'll also, at the same time, interestingly enough, feel more of a sense of ease in your belly, as well as the fear changing into excitement. That's important because 2 things that you really want when you're manifesting new love in your life is you really want a sense of spacious openness. You want to be relaxed and at ease. And you also want to be excited about that because that's very exciting stuff. So that's the power of this particular technique, is that it can help you transform the sensations of fear and anxiety into the sensations of open spaciousness and excitement with 3 easy breaths, with the power of your own natural resources. So anytime you're feeling sensations like racy-queasy sensations or tightness in your belly, slow down, tune into that area, and then take those 3 easy, gentle breaths that it take about 4 to 5 seconds in, 4 to 5 seconds out. 3 slow, easy breaths. And I think you'll find that once you practice that a little bit, you'll be delighted that you have this incredible natural resource within you to change fear into excitement and openness to learning in every moment. And now, as we move toward completion of this process, I'd like you to begin to return your attention to the world around you, to the room around you, to what's going on around you right now. If your eyes have been closed, I'd like you to gently, slowly open your eyes and look around you and get grounded and centered again in the world right around you. You can take a couple of moments to relax and appreciate the world around you, or you can go ahead and resume your normal activities now.